Great to have you with us on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. We're going to spend the next couple of hours talking with you about food, and we're going to begin by talking about a really interesting program, I think, and we're dealing with food as medicine. Medicines can often turn out to be lifesavers for, you know, those who need them, but what about diet? It can also be a huge factor in managing chronic health conditions. And we're going to be talking about something called medically tailored meals. It's maintaining a healthy diet through consistent and predictable access to healthy foods and meals. It's a new Medicaid program now available in Wisconsin, and we have somebody who really knows all about it to talk with us about it today on the show. Dr. Nicole Schneider is an assistant administrator of benefits and service delivery. Works out of the Division of Medicaid Services for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. And as we talk with Dr. Schneider, I hope you'll join in. Have you noticed that maybe that eating better helps you feel better? Are you struggling maybe with access to healthy foods? Do you know someone who struggles with managing meal planning and their illnesses? Give us a call, the number 800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Or you can send us an email to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Dr. Nicole Schneider, welcome. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about what's happening at the Division of Medicaid Services in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you here. Medically tailored meals are part of a bigger idea. I think that's called food as medicine. Maybe first, let's talk about the idea behind food as medicine.
Yeah, I think there's acknowledgement that in our health, the things that contribute to our health are not always about access to good healthcare. So access to healthcare, it accounts for about 20% of our health, but other things like socioeconomic factors, which include education, your job status, your family support, or your income, contributes to about 40% of our health. 10% is attributed to physical environment like housing. So we know things like lead paint, or rat droppings lead to asthma, right? So those things affect our health, so our physical environment or related to housing and pollution, things like that account for 10% again. And then health behaviors account for about 30%. So these are things like you mentioned, diet and exercise, also tobacco use, alcohol use, or other factors in that. So there's an acknowledgement, right, that food plays a big part in how healthy we are.
Well, let's turn to medically tailored meals. And basically, what are they?
Yeah, so a medically tailored meal is a fresh or frozen prepared meal that's customized by a registered dietitian to meet a person's unique health needs. So these are meals that are either picked up or delivered to a patient in three eligibility categories that we have, which we can discuss. But they're not supposed to require a lot of kitchen equipment or cooking skills, right? It should be easy for a person to access good, healthy food related to the condition that they're suffering from.
So let's talk about who might be eligible for these programs.
Yeah, so in Wisconsin, we've designed our eligibility categories to be three different populations. So we have people who are high risk, pregnant or postpartum members. That's one of our eligibility categories. So these could be pregnant people suffering with hypertension, for example, high blood pressure, or other illnesses that make them high risk pregnant members. Then we have a category for members who are discharged from a hospital in the past 90 days with a primary or secondary discharge diagnosis of diabetes. And the third category that we have eligible for this benefit are members discharged from a hospital in the past 90 days, again, with a primary or secondary diagnosis of cardiovascular disease. So those three populations are the ones we started with this benefit to get it running.
Okay. So, and then, well, so is there, are there income levels that are associated with this or?
Right. So this is a Medicaid benefit, right? So a person, a member needs to be on either BadgerCare Plus or SSI Medicaid. And that does have income requirements for how a person is eligible for Medicaid. And then Wisconsin delivers care through 13 HMOs. And so this is a benefit that we are allowing our HMO partners to provide. So they can help determine if this benefit is appropriate for a member. So they would do a screening to think about, does this person have support at home? If not, would a medically tailored meal benefit them? And the ultimate goal for these meals and this benefit is to reduce readmissions or subsequent ER visits for this population, which are very expensive. So this benefit's offered in what we call in lieu of service, which means in place of another benefit for the HMO. So the anticipated benefit swap would be a high cost admission or ER visit.
I was thinking about my sister as you were talking. She's not on Medicaid, but she was living alone and moved her to a facility and where she, I mean, the difference in her was enormous because she was eating three meals a day and she loved the meals. There was a you know, someone there to have proper meals every time. It made just a huge difference. And I would expect the same could be true for people that are under one of these three circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely. And so there is an evaluation component for this benefit as well. So we'll be looking to see how much money the state is saving. But certainly the anticipated benefit is for a member to be healthy, to feel healthier. And, you know, in certain circumstances might even allow them to re-engage in the workforce right after they feel better, become healthier and stronger.
Yeah. Well, thinking about prepackaged meals, I think about TV dinners, to be perfectly honest. What comes with a medically tailored meal and how are they determined? I'm sure you or, you know, staff who really know what they're doing is involved in all this.
Yeah. So one of the most important parts, because I think we did hear a couple national stories when states first started this benefit about people sending maybe a breakfast sandwich, right, which was loaded with sodium and certainly not the intent of the medically tailored meal. So we have in Wisconsin put some additional oversight into what those meals are. So the benefit can include up to two meals a day for 12 weeks. So that's an important part to know that people would still have to prepare snacks or one additional meal a day, but certainly should take some burden off of them as they're recovering. But the most important part of this benefit is that a registered dietitian would meet with the member to talk about what their specific needs are, the condition that they're suffering with, and then the meal company, which we have one local company right now operating and several national companies operating in the space, they also have to have that registered dietitian supervise what's in the meal. So it's healthier, right, than the average TV dinner or breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, for sure. And you said two meals a day for 12 weeks?
Up to 12 weeks. And then at that point, the HMO could determine if the person needs another 12 weeks with this benefit.
What does the program cost? Or what are the costs of the program?
Right. So we just started this benefit in 2025. So we're looking at that evaluation component now. Again, the expectation is that we receive cost savings from the cost of a meal versus the cost of an expensive readmission or inpatient stay or even emergency room visit in the future. So those evaluations are underway now.
Now, I'm thinking about the preparing the meals, you know, who's preparing. Are there partnerships with local restaurants or maybe catering companies or other food providers?
Right. So because these meals have to be come prepared, right? So you don't receive parts of meals. You really are just supposed to be being able to heat this meal up. That's all the preparation that's needed. There is one company that operates out of Milwaukee that is our local provider, but then there's national companies that operate in this space as well. Those partnerships would be between the HMO and those companies. So the state really relies on the HMO or your insurance company in this to deliver this benefit for members.
Yeah, I was wondering if there were, are there ways to design to maybe take advantage of locally grown food?
Yeah, so one of the exciting things that's happening in Wisconsin is we were just invited to apply for a Food as Medicine officer through a grant made possible by the Rockefeller Center. When we receive that position, we're in the competitive application stage right now. But when we receive that person, we hopefully can turn our attention to more access to healthier foods across the state of Wisconsin that are locally grown. I know our tribal partners are really interested in this space and connecting with some culturally appropriate food that's healthy for their members as well. So hopefully that program, we receive that grant and that person can help us look at all the ways we could connect local food sources with programs like this.
Pretty cool program. Dr. Nicole Schneider, our guest, the assistant administrator in the benefits and services delivery area in the Division of Medicaid Services at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Our guest, as we talk with her, about these foods. It sounds like a wonderful program to me. And we'll ask her some more questions in just a minute. But a quick reminder, you, my friends, are listening to WPR News. Coming up a little after 11:30, we're off to American Family Fields, and we'll look at the new menu items you can enjoy as you cheer the Brewers on this season. But right now, we are talking about medically tailored meals with Dr. Nicole Schneider from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Questions or comments? Give a call. The number 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Love to hear from you. I'm thinking about the meals themselves. I know I wouldn't want to eat the exact same meal. I mean, are there choices that people can have, or things change up, I'm assuming, is?
Right. Yeah. There is, when the member meets with the registered dietitian, they can talk about things like preferences, foods they don't eat, don't care for, right? So those can be considered as part of the person's actual meal that they get delivered. There's also folks who are looking for some food that's maybe culturally important to them too. So we've allowed that in the benefit. So those things should be discussed with the member when they meet with a registered dietitian.
And do people who receive these meals need any special cooking skills or cooking equipment, or are they designed for the microwave, or can you put them on the stove, or?
Yeah, so that's the great thing about this. The meals are completely prepared when they come, and they just need to be reheated either in the microwave or in the oven. And so this is really supposed to help a member who's recovering from that hospital discharge, right, with ease of eating a really healthy meal that will help them recover.
And the dietitians are really the ones playing a role in these. And so I imagine it's not only nutrients, but things like fat content and whatever.
Yeah, low sodium is a really important part of somebody who's recovering from cardiovascular disease. A lower carb or a healthy carb mix with fats would help a person who's recovering with diabetes. So those are things that it's nice because it's an individualized benefit, right? So that we can look at someone's condition. Maybe they have both cardiovascular disease and diabetes. So that would require a very specific diet.
Yeah. And I'm wondering about, and I don't know if it probably would fall under one of the three categories at some point, but difficulty, folks that might have difficulty chewing or swallowing. I'm wondering, texture modifications a possibility?
Absolutely. Right. As we get to know the member, they can determine what is best for them and their needs.
You know, I think it's probably worth it to talk about issues with, for at least a minute, about food access here in Wisconsin. Issues with food access. How will this service improve that? I think it will.
Yeah, so it's not the main purpose, right? And it certainly isn't a forever program. So it's a medical benefit that's time limited. But in that time, we are hoping that someone does have access to foods that they might not normally have prepared for themselves and can start to think about eating more vegetables, for example, as they recover if they're introduced to those foods during a critical time. So the hope is that they can recover well and start to make some lifestyle modifications with access to food. So some of these folks might be also receiving SNAP benefits or what we used to call food stamp benefits. And so certainly introducing some new foods to them so that they could purchase with their SNAP benefits is one of the things we hope to see with this.
Yeah, I would think so. And then I'm wondering about rural areas. I mean, are medically tailored meals available to those who live in rural areas?
They are, right? And our vendor in the Milwaukee area does have the ability to ship through most of the state of Wisconsin. And of course, the national partners can ship anywhere in the state as well.
I'm wondering about the cost for the person. I'm wondering if these meals are a response to some extent to food costs or maybe chronic disease rates or maybe both.
Yeah, so Wisconsin does have a high obesity rate, and Medicaid members in particular have a higher than the national average obesity rate. Some of that's related to poverty or other circumstances. As you mentioned, access to food is important. So we're definitely looking to make those connections for folks and help in that area.
And certainly the health conditions, I mean, there are some, we have some chronic health conditions in Wisconsin that these meals seem to be addressing. What are those the most?
Yeah, so some of the obesity-related disorders that we have are diabetes and cardiovascular disease, right? So as we look at how we can help a member manage a chronic illness, especially at that critical time after they've been released from a hospital stay, that's what this program is designed to do. But you're certainly right, right? Wisconsin suffers from high rates of obesity, which lead to these other chronic conditions.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm wondering how the program differs in some ways from other services I'm thinking food shares, maybe, or the WIC programs. And can you also be part of those programs and still receive, help through this program?
Yes, absolutely. So those programs operate a little bit separate from the Division of Medicaid Services in terms of your HMO acute and primary care benefit, right? So a person could be accessing food in different ways. And the real issue here is for us to help manage a person's chronic condition after they're home from the hospital. So it's a critical time. And then again, this program really concentrates on having a meal that's already prepared. So it's not that you went grocery shopping and now need to, cut up and prepare food that's specific to you. I think the state with the Food as Medicine program is also interested in looking at other benefits that can help people manage chronic conditions, but also use food in a way that's to their advantage and helps them be healthier people. So we're looking at, we have other options available for obesity treatment in terms of bariatric surgery, or GLP-1s. I know you've had some discussion on your show about GLP-1s. Those are also costly options, right? So if we can start to treat some chronic conditions with eating healthier, access to healthy food across all the programs that the state offers, that would really be something.
Yeah, it would indeed. Are these, for somebody who's eligible, are they on the program? They're on the program for 12 weeks, right? And do they have to reapply, or is it a result of consultation or conversations, I would assume?
Yeah, the HMO will, the registered dietitian will continue to meet with the person and determine if another 12 weeks would be beneficial for that person. But also, you know, the expectation of the registered dietitian is to start to help people learn how to prepare healthy meals for themselves. So, you know, you eventually have to step down from the benefit, and the benefit is not meant to replace food forever for a person, right? So there's an aspect here of people learning and us as best we can through a registered dietitian teaching folks about how to eat healthier and what's appropriate for their condition.
Well, I like the fact it's not just a week, right? That it is 12 weeks and over a period of 3 months, basically. That's, to me, seems like enough time, or at least a good amount of time, to get people sort of accustomed to those kinds of foods.
Yes, and we know that within 90 days of a hospital discharge is a critical period for somebody, and we want to see lower readmissions, right, which is disruptive to people's lives, difficult on family members and other parts of their social network. So really focusing on that critical time of when somebody is discharged from the hospital suffering from one of these chronic conditions.
What's the research on this? I'm sure there's research that's gone into this, but what are some of the results that we're looking for?
Yeah, so in California, for example, they found a reduction in emergency department visits up to almost 60%.
Ooh.
So really effective program in California. They also saw reductions in inpatient hospitalizations and readmissions up to 60% as well. So this, you know, these are really not only costly, right, costly events that happen for a person, but disruptive and, you know, leads to feelings of despair, right, when you're constantly hospitalized. So hopefully this benefit can really make some good changes for folks' lives.
And I'm wondering, you know, maybe there's somebody out there who's scheduled for surgery, or maybe there's a pregnant person out there who might want to apply for this ahead of time. I don't know if that's possible, but what is the way or the process of going through this?
Yeah, so if someone is a Medicaid member and they have BadgerCare Plus or SSI Medicaid, they can work with their HMO to see if they're eligible for the service.
I'm sure this is. I'm sure you're excited about this program.
I am. I mean, we always try to do things right to help members be as healthy as they can. And you know, the benefit to the state is to see some additional cost savings, right? But we also operate for the benefit of our members.
Yeah, it's the human part of it, I think, is almost more important to me than the other part. Yeah, for sure. Well, Nicole, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it. This is an exciting program as far as I'm concerned, and I wish you all greatest success with it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Been a pleasure. Dr. Nicole Schneider is from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services in the Division of Medicaid Services. It's great to have her with us to learn about this program. And coming up, we're going to talk about another kind of program, the one at American Family Field, if I'm not mistaken. We'll talk about what's cooking, baking, and brewing at American Family Field. I'm Larry Mueller. You stay with us.